Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 19, 2023. Of course, I'm Benjamin. And tonight we're doing our twice monthly event, Individual and Group Healing. The energy's moving already. So as always, we open this event with calling in the directions, bringing in the allies, setting the safe sacred container. We'll all get into embodied awakening the best we can. And then we'll take volunteers to get into the hot seat. Please don't volunteer yet. And we'll open it up first for people who've never been in the hot seat ever. And then people where it's been at least a month since they've been in there. And then if we run out of those folks, then we'll open it up to everybody. So that's how we work. And let's go ahead and get started here pretty quickly. As always, my request is that you be fully present with me. And that means that as I'm That means if you're here, you're doing only this, ideally. No other things at the same time. Act like you're right here in the room with me, whether you're live or even on the recording, because you're contributing to the energetic field either way, and you're going to have the best experience and be the most supportive of others. You do influence everyone else by the type of attention you're holding. Just do the best you can and be as fully present as possible. If for some reason something comes up and you can't hold attention, then just exit the call, live or on the recording, ask the allies just to ease me out, please. And you'll be able to leave just smoothly and you know, that won't create any disruption. But the more we do that, the more amazing the experience becomes for everybody. All right, as I get ready to call the directions and call the beautiful allies, by the way, every being I call, whether you recognize them or not, is a being of high vibration and benevolent intent. So as I do this, I'll ask you to first close your eyes, assuming you can do that safely. Just take a moment. Become aware of how your physical body feels, just the general sense of the body overall. And then add any awareness you have of your energy body, the prana, the chi, the subtle energy part of you, in or around you. Just feel that the best you can. Feel both the physical and the energetic parts at the same time the best you can. Now you should have a sense of your starting area, your baseline, and we may compare how you feel as we move along through the event. By the way, all my yawning, it's not about being tired. The allies are already moving a lot of energy through me, and yawning is one way that energy is released. Okay, I invite you to close your eyes, remain passive as I do the setup. If you feel energy moving in you, just feel it, be passive and just let it do its thing. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, please be passive. Manakiya Virakocha Inti Quichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher awareness. Higher self, please take over. Please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's Higher Self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda, We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Sweet. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount McKinley, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mauna Loa. We call Pele. We call Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be completely passive. Let the divine allies create the container for us. There we go. Thank you. Take a moment, humans, and see how you feel. Do your body and energy body feel different now? Okay. Now we're going to do embodied awakening invocation. This is where you invite your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Just the right amount. And why would you want to do this? Because when you're in embodied awakening, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to think so much, you'll know what to do intuitively more. And there's a full body euphoria as well. It's kind of like your body's a car, your ego moves to the passenger seat, your divine self drives. If you don't like the way your divine self is driving at any point, you just think yourself back into the driver's seat. You'll be there immediately. The higher self steps away with no fuss. Things can go back to the way they were. So you can do this at no risk and just try it on. Most people who try it really like it. So I invite you to do that now, because if we're all in embodied awakening the best we can, then the healing work we do after this is going to be so much more potent. So one last time, feel the current feeling of your body and energy body. Okay, you're talking to your higher self. Please say the following out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go. Become completely passive. Many of you are already feeling energy moving in your body, changing things up. Just passively feel whatever it's doing. Just be the passive witness of the process. If you don't feel energy moving, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go instead. But let it do whatever it wants. Either way, passive awareness, either feeling the energy or feeling your breath. Here's guidelines that tend to give the optimal experience of this invocation. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. You're just totally passive, just feeling the process running itself. If you get distracted, just gently return attention back to feeling the energy or the breath. Allow any distractions that are still around to just be there in the background. Don't fight them, don't try to change them. Just feel the energy or breath, put your attention where you want it. And the final nuance is, if you wish, use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. Let's play with that for just a moment. Whatever happens here is fine as you drop your effort to zero. Just chill out completely. Just be for a moment. A lot of you went right into embodied awakening when you did that, based on what I'm feeling. If you can say yes to the following, you're in embodied awakening. Here's what that is. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's true at the same time, you're in embodied awakening. If so, just hang out, enjoy it. If zero effort gets you there, that's awesome. If you need a little bit of effort to hold awareness of the energy process or your breath, then use the least effort that gives you that awareness, just barely enough to feel it happening. You want to minimize the effort used as long as it's getting the job done. Yeah, a lot of you folks are in embodied awakening. I'm able to feel the folks on the live call and all the folks on the recording in the future from where I am now, all together. And collectively, we're doing a fabulous job. Well done, everybody. So once again, check, are you in embodied awakening? Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So just sit in that a moment. If not, be fully passive and give it just a moment longer to go as deep as it can. If you're not all the way in embodied awakening, that's fine. You could totally stay with us and do the rest of the process. Awakening is more like a dimmer switch than an on-off switch. There's all sorts of gradations. So just let the awakening be as strong as it can, but be passive. If you try to help from ego, you'll just push it away. This awakening is brought to you by your higher self, not created by your ego. The ego requests it and just relaxes under this protocol. Feeling nice. Okay, so we got a lot of folks on the call now. Let me take a moment and thank all the folks I see on the live call at this moment. Welcome to Anjali, Angela, Bree, Cass and Jim, Claire, Diana, Faye, James, Jeannie, Jesse, Lauren, Margaret, Marilyn, Melissa, Michelle, We also got Miroslav, I don't remember you from before, welcome. Nicole, Patricia, Pete, Richard. Richard looks like new as well. Roberta, maybe new. And we got a phone caller too. So thank you one and all for being here. And thank you to all of you folks on the recording. Of course, I can't see you in the live chat, but you are every bit as welcome. And experience tells me that the vast majority of the people who do an event actually come in afterwards on the recording. Well over half do the recordings and never do the live calls. So remember, you're just as present that way as if you're on the live call. And you can have very potent experiences either way. All right. So first up, I'm going to allow unmuting to participate from you. Obviously, you have to be on the live call to be in the hot seat, and you must be able to at least speak. I need to be able to interact with you verbally. The first opening is for anyone who has never, ever been in the hot seat on one of these events. So unmuting is allowed. If you would like to be in the hot seat and have never, ever done this before, now's your moment. Just jump right in if you'd like to be in the hot seat.
I would go ahead.
Hi, Diana. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
And Richard, raising the hand doesn't count. So if you'd like to be next after her, just when she's done, I'll ask for the next person and you can just unmute at that point. That's the protocol here. Okay, Diana, what I like to do for the hot seat folks is we need to keep it really simple. This is not psychology where we have to know the whole story. The allies who are going to do this healing for you already know everything about you, so they don't need any explanations. All we really need to know is, ideally, what would you like to be different after this round is complete? What do you want to be?
No more itching.
Itching. Okay, so no itching. Is it comfortable to tell us where the itching is, or would you rather not say?
It's pretty much everywhere.
Your body. Okay. And are you feeling it right now?
Yes.
And let's use an intensity scale. 0 would be no itching at all. 10 would be it's just as intense as you can imagine it. What number would you give it at this very moment?
Right now it's about a 4.
Okay. All right. So for just a moment, just feel, give it your full attention. Just feel the itching exactly as it is. Not changing it, not doing anything about it, just noting its current reality. Let me know when you're really cognizant of the itching as it is.
I am.
And did you make it to embodied awakening a moment ago?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to lead you in an invocation, and then I'm going to direct everyone else to support you. And for everyone who's in the hot seat, often it's a very intense experience because you've got a bunch of people acting as conduits, hollow reeds for highest good energy for you. I've never had anyone report overwhelm. I don't think I ever will, because the nature of our work is all the humans kind of get it rolling, but the higher selves are what actually do the flowing. And the higher selves are monitoring you and making sure they don't give you too much. So it might be intense, but if it feels too intense, just say stop. That's the safe word. I've literally had no one ever use it ever in my practice or on an Awakening Plus event, but you can be the first if you need to be, okay?
Okay.
I just say that to give you confidence that you're safe and it's okay to open up. So in some healing systems, they say, titrate the trauma, only feel a certain percentage of it. On Awakening Plus events and the invocation work, open 100% to what you're feeling. Feel every single bit of it. And you can do that safely because your higher self is paying really close attention and will only let in as much as you can do at a time. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right, any questions before we fire you up here?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I invite you to close your eyes. Feel the itching again. And I'm going to have you do a little custom invocation. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
It serves highest good, please.
May this itching.
May this itching.
Be completely eliminated.
Be completely eliminated.
At the root.
At the root.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, did that cover the bases?
I think so.
Okay. So now, Diana, you've got a big job. You need to be 100% passive. Yeah, seriously, just relax. Well, the only thing you're doing is just, you already feel energy moving, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so, and we haven't even started our hollow read yet. So everyone, Diana, you just stay passive, just feel what's happening on its own. You're just the witness of the process, okay? Everybody mm-hmm. else, everybody else. I'm going to invite you to do the invocation to support Diane. So everyone else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Diane's highest good, Diana's highest good, sorry. May her itching be eliminated once and for all from the root to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. You let the words go. Now, those of you who are not Diana, just relax, do nothing. You are the hollow reed. You are the pipeline. It is your higher self and these allies that are putting energy through you. So you are just the passive pipeline through which the energy is flowing to Diane. This is true even if you're on the recording. This all works beyond time and space. So please just relax, chill. And if you're sensitive, you may feel as a conduit person, the energy coming at the top of your head, flowing out the front of your body through one or more chakras. Don't manage any of it. Just to the best of your ability, feel it flow and just be the pipeline. It's a very easy job. Now you're feeling quite a bit more energy now. Is that correct, Diana?
Yes.
Good. All right. So you just relax, let it come in. The divine intelligence is running all of this. We humans have very easy jobs. We just relax and let it flow. In your case, Diana, you just relax and let it come in. And now we just let it run. And I will narrate my own experience. My job is to empathically notice the whole process and provide color commentary. So, yeah, I'm feeling, are you noticing, Diane, the energy is getting really strongly stirred up throughout your body?
Mostly I feel it in my hands.
Okay, good. All right. I'm guessing you're not a super energy sensitive person. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. The fact that you're feeling it in the hands and feet are usually the most sensitive points in the body to feel it. You're feeling it flushing in the hands. Is there a sense of energy like moving out the hands in a way?
Yeah, they're pulsing.
Yeah. Okay, good. So you're feeling the energy flushing out. So the heavy energy that is associated with the itching is being flushed out, again, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We can never guarantee any particular outcome from a process, but it would appear the allies are flushing quite a bit. So your job is just to relax and feel whatever you feel. Just sit your feeling energy. Just notice the energetic sensations. You don't have to understand them or do anything about them. Just let them do their thing. No human could do this a fraction as well as the divine intelligence can do it for us. So we just chill out and let them take care of it. Anyone in the hot seat might experience any of the following. It may just be still and silent, and that's fine, but it may turn in other directions. Your body may shake or vibrate or tremble. You may cry. You may make sound. You may want to get up and start stomping or flailing your arms or whatever the body wants to do to release is fine. Don't be shy. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it either. But if the body wants to release in a certain way, I recommend allowing that because the body is quite intelligent itself and it knows how to release if we humans just don't get in the way of it. So just relax and let the body do what it needs to. Yeah, y'all are doing awesome. Everyone who's a hollow reed, live and on the recording, there's a lot of great energy coming through. The rounds on this event tend to run 10 minutes or so. So we just let it run as long as they need to. And already, everyone on the call is getting their own healing. This happens a lot on this event. In fact, it happens so much, I just put it in the description. Everyone who is not Diana is now receiving their highest good healing as well. So everyone who's not Diana is just relaxing and being passive. And if you can feel it, you'll notice there's two things happening at the same time. The full measure of healing energy is flowing through you to Diana. Excuse me, I got a drink. And simultaneously, every one of you is receiving your own highest good healing, which you may also be feeling. As long as you don't try to do this yourself and you just stay passive and let it all run, there is no problem at all with both the things happening at the same time. Each of us who's not Diana can simultaneously receive our healing and be Diana's conduit, and both processes can run just perfectly fine. My body's shaken up pretty good. It usually happens on this event that some of Diana's heavy energy release will be delegated to others who are on this call, live or on the recording. So any of you folks who feel heavy energy coming through you significantly, it might be ported over from Diana and you're being used as a processing engine for that. In that case, just let it run. In fact, I can never tell if heavy energy is mine or someone else's. I mean, sometimes, but most of the time, I don't know and I don't care. If it's coming through my body, it's my body's to process. So I stopped caring long ago what the original source was. And if it's true that there's only one of us here anyway, then all those other beings that appear to be separate are really just you in different skins. So ultimately, it's all yours anyway. So don't get caught up in whose stuff is it, just let it pass through. That's still pretty strong, isn't it, Diana?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, is it, it's not too much, is it?
No.
Good. Are you comfortable with this level of intensity?
Yes.
Good. You're doing great. Just let it keep running. So yeah, I'm feeling like you and everyone else is getting nice, wonderful healing energy. So everyone can just relax, stay passive 100%. I cannot emphasize strongly enough, everyone's passivity is the key to success in this process. To be explicit, like I said earlier when I was describing the invocation, no one right now should be using effort or willpower or deliberately imagining anything. Not making anything happen, not stopping anything from happening, just really let it do its thing. If it feels blissful, enjoy it. If it feels intense, challenging, a little difficult, just be with that passively. That means stuff that is heavy is being gotten out of the way, and there will be a much sweeter state after it's cleared. So even if it's uncomfortable, challenging, that is necessary sometimes to get heavy stuff cleared out of the way so that you can rise to a higher level of awakening as your baseline. Yeah, I'm still feeling a ton of heavy energy coming out hands and feet. And did you just feel a vibrational shift right there, Diana? It just started to feel different?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, so there, that's a frequency shift. They cleared enough heavy energy that you just kind of went up a notch, so to speak. Are you familiar, Diana, with my great onion of consciousness metaphor?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the idea is you've got a higher self one level up. It's a deeply awakened being, way more than your human self. You know, it feels like bliss, ecstasy, euphoria. But around it are all these dark layers of pain and trauma, onion layers, that you haven't healed from this life or past lives. And when you do a good healing round like this, at least one of those layers falls away. And when a layer clears, a little bit more light shines through to the human part of you. And there is an uptick of awakening. And am I correct? You know, in the mix here is a little bit sweeter energetic state, a little bit nicer state of consciousness than when you started the round. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the onion layer peeling, and that's the additional light coming through that creates the higher consciousness. Am I correct, Diana, that your body now feels more like energy than solid matter?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very common experience. It happens most of the time during a healing invocation round. So that's a, that lets us know it's proceeding well. So just stay with the process. You cannot do a significant effective round of healing and not have a deeper awakening. They just go hand in hand. For most folks, the fastest road to deeper awakening is to do good shadow work. Heal the dark stuff out of the way, because it's the only thing standing between you and the awakening that's already there, but that your human part isn't yet conscious of. And now it feels still. Does it feel like all the intensity has dropped out and you're just sort of more floating and at equilibrium now, Diana?
Yes, it's less.
Good. All right, so let's check our work, shall we? Itching, 0 to 10, how intense is it now?
0 to 1/2.
Right, that's a little bit less than 4, right?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So I don't know if that's going to be a permanent shift or just, you know, a layer cleared now and more popping up later, but it worked. Okay.
Yes.
So
if you
need a little integration time, take it. If you feel like you can jump right in and help the next person, that's fine. Just feel what's your highest good. Don't jump in quickly if you need a little time to sort of let this kind of process out. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Any questions before we move to the next volunteer?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Well done. Thanks so much for being our first volunteer. I really appreciate you showing up and leading us off. Thank you so much, Diana.
Thanks.
All right. So I believe we had a person who was volunteering, and that person, I forget your name, I'm sorry, but if you would unmute the person who I named earlier, who was right there behind Diana, who raised their hand, and I said, Richard, welcome. How are you? Richard, would you speak so I can hear you?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you. Welcome. This is your first time on this event, is it not?
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever been on an Awakening Plus live call before?
I was on the one Monday.
Okay, good. So you're fairly new. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, so you heard my protocol. So what would you like to be different, ideally, after this healing round is done?
I would like to be able to be present with another person who is in crisis and demanding explanations and demanding to be fixed without reacting to that, to be able to stay present and respond from my wisdom rather than my emotions.
Okay. Before we do that, are you familiar with the internal family systems therapy description of how we all have different parts and they kind of behave differently at different times?
Yes.
Okay, so what I would say is, and tell me if this feels acceptable, it's not a problem if you notice a part of you wanting to have a certain response, because I have that happen, certainly. But the trick is to be, solid enough in capital S self, which is the awakened part of you, that you can see that part wanting to do its thing and say, well, not right now. I understand what you want to do, but I'm actually going to just hold space for this person instead of being reactive. Would that be sufficient to not act on the part's desire?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, again, it's possible you might eventually get to the point, if you unburden all those parts that have that impulse, then the desire might not arise at all. But as a first step, I think it would be great just to not actually have to act on the impulse of the part and decide from self to just be in a more holding space and not a reactive space. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes.
Okay. So you've told me, so summarize again, what is the state you desire to be in when someone is being demanding like that? What's the goal here?
A state of emotional neutrality and in connection with my inner wisdom to respond to them as is appropriate for their need.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what is the, are you a therapist of some kind, a healer of some kind?
Well, I'm not formally, but I have a lot of people that who tend to use me as a sounding board.
Okay. Okay. All right. So Would the word equanimity kind of nail what you're asking for?
Yes.
Okay. So if we said maximum equanimity in challenging situations,
yes.
Would that kind of nail what you're asking for?
Yes. Yeah.
You always try to boil it down to the smallest number of words. Okay. So we'll shoot for that. Okay. Yeah, that I think would cover the bases. Okay. So now this one's going to be a tricky one to test afterward. Because you're not going to have anyone doing that on this call. But right now, are you already in embodied awakening based on the criteria? You know, I don't think I gave the criteria. I'm so sorry.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yeah, I did. No mental chatter, no challenging.
Yeah.
Are you there now?
I can't say totally because the mind is a little active, but it.
Okay, so let's get you spruced up as we start. I'm going to have you do the embodied awakening invocation. And anyone else, I encourage everyone who's hearing me right now to do it with us. It'll be good for everyone, and it'll help Richard if everyone else is doing it too. So Richard and everyone else, if you would just repeat after me, maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
It serves highest good, please.
Now just go completely passive. Did you just lock right in? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt you going fast. Well done. Okay, so now, Richard, I'm going to lead you in the invocation that you're asking for. So please repeat after me, maximum equanimity.
Maximum equanimity.
In challenging situations.
In challenging situations.
That serves highest good.
It serves highest good.
Across the board.
Across the board.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Did that cover it?
Yes.
Okay, so now you relax, go passive. Oh my gosh, you've already shifted. You feel that energetic shift already?
Yeah. Okay.
So you just stay passive. They've already shifted you before we even got the other folks in. So this could be pretty cool. We'll see what happens. All right, so you just remain completely passive, Richard, and just let the energy do its thing. It may be intense. Again, I guarantee it's not going to overwhelm. If you feel like it is, just say the word stop and we'll respond, okay? Everybody else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to Richard. To give him maximum equanimity in challenging situations across the board. This or something better. Thank you. Everybody now, you've said the words, let him go. Be passive. Everyone who's not Richard is now a conduit. It's just coming right through you automatically. Just let it do it, please. You feeling that new energy flowing in, Richard?
Yes.
You just let it come. And already there's bounce back healing. Everybody's getting highest good healing once again. So everyone who's not Richard, just know that every moment you're flowing to Richard, whether you're live or on the recording, you're also receiving your own highest good energy, which you may very well be feeling if you're at all sensitive. So everyone just relax and let the divine work its magic for us all. Yeah, Richard, are you feeling that heavy energy flush out your hands and feet?
Yes.
Yeah, just let it flush. That's all that reactivity energy you asked to clear. Again, if the allies can clear every bit of it for your highest good on this round, they'll do it. If not, they'll clear as much as they can without causing overwhelm. So it depends how much heavy stuff is in there. They're not allowed to go to the overwhelm point, so they'll just do the best they can, all right? That's strong. Are you feeling in yourself that tiny bit of resistance to this process, Richard? Are you noticing that little bit of putting the brakes on a little bit?
Ever so slightly, yeah.
Okay, so there's a cool little technique to clear that. For a moment, give that little bit of resistance your full attention. Just be fully present with it without doing anything about it, just noticing it fully. Good. There you are. Just stay with it a moment. Good. Now drop to zero effort. Just be. Oh my gosh. Do you feel like that whole awakening shift you just got? Great. Yeah. When you do the, when you blend with the resistance and then just relax completely, usually the resistance relaxes with you and you can pop to the next level. This is exactly what I just felt happen. So you're doing great. Yeah. Whoa, you're so big. Feel how large your energy body just got?
Yeah.
You're doing fabulous, man. Good job. Just stay with it. Pretty tingly, huh? Just stay tingle-minded. Ha, ha, ha. Just let it move. Mm-hmm. And I think you just woke up, that whole light body just woke up as an independent being. Are you conscious as that being of light there in the field along with your human part? Richard?
I can't say definitively.
Okay. That's fine. I'm sensing that happening, or at least it's partially awake. So if you notice that you're not only aware of yourself as Richard, just being passive in his human body, but there's also, in addition, awareness of a part of you that's just pure energetic being. Kind of.
There's something that almost feels angelic, enveloping.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking. That's you, brother. You know, it's all you. It's nothing but you. So yeah, so just allow yourself. Yeah, I feel its wings now. Yeah, just feel the energetic body as well. It's a both and. You notice how you're both the human Richard and you're this energy body all at the same time, right? Yeah, they're both there at the same time, right? Yeah, and just it's effortless. Just allow awareness to be in both. So my understanding is that each of us is the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. Every being we encounter is really us. There's only one being in the universe and it's us. So as you, that's how you can be this angelic being. It depends how awake you are. If you're at a certain level, it appears that that's another being. Right now you're awake enough that you're able to perceive, wow, this is me. This is my one of my light bodies. And so you can, you know, begin to awaken. When I close my own mesa sitting every day, the days I do it, I can't say I do it every single day, but I thank the divine allies. And one of the things I say is, help me to know you as myself. So I've had enough beautiful divine beings show up as separate beings and then become me consciously that they're trying to teach me, hey, I'm you. Stop seeing me as separate. I want you to know yourself as me. So that's a little step forward for you there with that light body there. Nice. That's some sweet bliss there, isn't it?
Yeah. If we were at zero when we started, we're at 10 now.
And that's a good 10, right? That's the equanimity 10? Okay.
Equanimity 10, yes.
Good. All right. It feels pretty stable. Let's see if they got more. But this might be the stability point for your round. Let's just see. Does that feel complete for now?
Yes.
All right, sweet. Any loose ends we need to tie up before we let the next person into the hot seat?
I can't think of any.
You did so good, man. Well done.
Great. Thank you.
You're natural. Okay, good. Thank you, Richard, and thanks for being here. I'm so glad you joined us today. All right, so is there anyone else who has never, ever been in the hot seat before? If so, go ahead and unmute if you'd like to be there. Lauren, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel a lot of energy going through me right now.
No surprise. Okay, so what would you like to be different by the end of your round, if possible?
So I have a lot of scarcity, lack. So I would like to have more abundance. I feel like there's like a boulder, like stuck energy. I just can't. Okay.
So does abundance mean money, or is abundance a broader sense for you of just all good things coming in?
Money is a big one. Yeah, I have a lot of issues with money. Like, okay. Yeah.
Do you want to make that this whole focus?
Sure.
Okay. It's up to you. We can call for all abundance, including money, or we can just ask for money. It's up to you.
Money is the biggest one right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of guilt with it.
Got it. Okay. All right. What I'm being guided to do is abundance, including money, because they're saying, okay, let's not just keep it to money. There's so much more waiting for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
Answer my own question. Okay. All right. Once again, it may be intense. It's not going to be too much. You ready to receive?
Yes.
Are you in embodied awakening?
I am. I could probably go through the.
Okay. Let's everyone do that again. Do it with Lauren to help her out, please, if you are willing. So everyone, please say maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good.
And then just go passive. Huh. Did you just pop in?
Uh-huh.
There you go. Done. It can happen instantly, just like that. Beautiful. Okay. So please repeat after me, Lauren. Maximum abundance.
Maximum abundance.
On all levels.
On all levels.
Including money.
Including money.
And the release of all obstacles to abundance.
And the release of all obstacles to abundance.
Including guilt.
Including guilt.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
There you go. You're feeling some emotion there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just realize, yeah, they're stirring stuff up to be cleared. So you feel everything, dear. Hold nothing back. Be 100% present with whatever happens, whether it's challenging or ecstatic. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your, if it feels too much, the safe word is stop. Tell us, just to practice it, say stop for me.
Stop. Okay. But I don't want you to stop.
You say it, I know you can do it. So say it if you need it, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Lauren's highest good, for her maximum abundance, including money, and the release of all obstacles to abundance, including guilt. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. And boy, do we have a lovely field. Wow. Everyone go to zero effort. Let it run itself, please. The allies are handling it. All of us humans are just passive now. Do you feel that blissful feel there, Lauren?
Yeah, it's very intense.
Yeah. Well, okay, so just relax, let it run. Yeah, they're starting with some really high subtle energy for you. So just feel whatever you feel. Yeah, there's that sorrow, that grief. Yeah, just let that heavy flush away. Feel like flushing out your hands and feet there?
Definitely.
Yeah, just let it go. Don't worry about what it is. You don't have to know. If you need to know, they'll tell you. Just note the information if it pops in and then go back to just feeling. The more you just feel, and let any thoughts or images be in the background, the more effective this healing is going to be. Your human self is not doing this. Your human self is the recipient of the divine healing. And we humans couldn't understand but the tiniest fraction of what's going on here anyway. It's so far above our pay grade, but we can receive it, even if we cannot really understand it. So just relax and let it flow. Whoa. Are you in an altered state now, Lauren?
Yeah,
you're doing great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to get you to this altered state to accomplish the healing. That happens a lot. So just relax into the nice energy there. Yeah, you feel more like energy than flesh now, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
just relax into that. Yeah, it looks like a both and. There's bliss and there's also challenging energy, especially in the heart chakra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just feel it all. Let it all be right there. Feel it 100%, no filter. You will not be overwhelmed. You are safe to completely open to this experience. You are in a safe container. If you need to cry, just let it rip, dear. You would not be the first to cry in the hot seat.
Oh, I've been crying.
Okay, good. And I'm feeling a lot of that sorrow being spread around. So many others on the call or on the recording are feeling that heaviness, that sorrow, that grief, and that's flushing through you. So if so, you are honored to help her with this release. Again, there's nothing anyone who's processing heavy energy has to do except chill out and let it pass through on its own. The allies will totally take care of everything and make sure you're nice and clean by the time it's all done. We all help each other out on this.
And I'm so grateful.
Good, good. And once again, everybody's getting healing now. So again, everyone who's not Lauren, just be fully passive. That way you'll be a good conduit for her and you'll be able to receive this wonderful healing for yourself of whatever you need. And you don't have to specify it. The allies know what you need better than your human self does. So just relax and let them take care of it for you. Ooh, nice. Yeah, this is a strong bliss round. So you've kind of hit a barrier there. I feel how you expanded to a certain point and that you're sort of locked at that one place and not going beyond it. You feel that, Lauren?
Right. Yes.
Do you feel the resistance around the edges of the bubble?
I do.
All right. We're going to do the same trick I led the last person through. I just feel the resistance 100%. Give it your full attention. Just be the resistance for a moment, please. There you go. Just be it. Don't do anything about it. Just feel it. Woo. Yeah, it's a lot of sorrow. Just be present with it. There you go. Now go to zero. Total chill out. Go to absolute zero effort, please. Just be. There we go. Feel it expanding beyond the prior boundary now?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Well done. Just stay at zero effort or the bare minimum effort needed for you to feel what's going on. I'm getting the sense that it's not taking any effort to feel this, is it?
No.
Good. So stay at zero. Just be. The more passive you are, the better this is going to work. This is a pretty good example of what I call the slingshot effect. It was a pretty intense, challenging feeling when you started, right?
Extremely, yeah.
So the more intense the challenge, once mastered, the deeper it kind of slingshots you into divine territory. So that's why.
And I felt the resistance like a rubber band. It's funny you said slingshot.
Uh-huh. So it's this is a pretty sweet space you're in now, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Just enjoy it. And there's more sorrow clearing. So it's a both and. There's plenty of bliss, and they're flushing another round of heavy stuff from your heart chakra. Just let it flush out. Yeah. See, now you're awakened enough that you can hold this really calm, peaceful place as all that stuff flushes out, right?
Uh-huh.
You feel how that most of you is the calmness, and it's maintaining absolute serenity as that heavy stuff flushes out of your human heart chakra. You feel that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So that's the advantage of healing from an awakened state. You know, you don't have all the drama. It's just, it's no big deal. There's no suffering. It's just heavy energy leaving. They're getting a lot of sorrow out of there. Well done. You have some backlog there, and they're flushing out. We'll see how much they can do on this round.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Mm-hmm. And there may be more after this too, but now you know what to do. Same technique, you know, get into embodied awakening, do a healing invocation, and just let it flush. You can keep doing this on your own as often as you like. You can also, since you're a member of Awakening Plus, come back into the archive, grab this recording, get to your part of it, and you can replay this part of the recording as often as you like to.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. It'll be in the archive tomorrow. And of course, ultimately, I would love you to get to the point where you don't need a recording or any prop. You can just say a healing invocation and feel where it doesn't feel good and just let the divine go to town.
Yeah, me too.
But
I will.
Use training wheels if you need them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck, Laura, darling.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for everyone.
Good luck. May your abundance grow and guilt disappear.
All right, so I'm feeling a lot of stability there, Lauren. Do you feel like the process has kind of run its course here?
Yes.
All right, I think we're good. All right, so do you need any loose ends tied up in any way before we move to our next hot seat person?
Nothing's coming up. So okay. Now I think I'm okay.
Awesome, okay, good. All right, so I see we've got a request from Nicole for a hot seat as well. Nicole, of course, has done this recently, but we'll do our very best to make sure you get worked in, Nicole. And but I want to stay with my protocol and allow people who are not yet in the hot seat to go first. Is there anyone else who's never been in our hot seat on this event who would like to go next? Last call for brand new hot seat people. Okay. Now we're going to allow in anyone who hasn't done the hot seat during our last two events. So if you have done it since mid-June, then not yet. So Bree, has it been at least a couple of events since you've been in the hot seat?
Yes.
All righty. And let me also check with Nicole. So Nicole, am I remembering correctly, you have done it within the last couple of events?
Yeah, I didn't do it last time, but I did it the time before that.
Okay, so let's let Bree in, and then we'll give you a round after that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So Bree, you know the protocol. What would you like to be different?
I would like help working on my self-love and self-worth. I've been doing really good, but I would like you guys to help me with that.
All right, you got it. So right now, are you considering self-love and self-worth pretty much the same thing?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's rank them. At the moment, 0 to 10, how much self-love do you have? So obviously awesome self-love would be a 10. None would be a 0 at this very moment.
I would say for self-love, I think I'm partway there. So maybe 5.
Okay. How about self-worth? Where are you at on the number scale there?
I think I'm a little lower. I think I'm probably about a 2.
Okay, good. All right. So let's fire it up. Are you an embodied awakening?
I could stand and do it again. That's been fun.
So once again, everybody, let's do this real quick. We'll all kind of bump up. So go ahead and say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Three.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
And just relax. Yeah, go fully passive, dear. There you go. Are you in?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So repeat after me, please. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Please remove all obstacles.
Please remove all obstacles.
To my self-love.
To my self-love.
And self-worth.
And self-worth.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now you chill out and just be passive. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Bree's highest good. May all obstacles to her self-love and self-worth be permanently removed to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right, everybody go passive. You all know the drill. Just be, let the energy move on its own. Oh, that's starting to feel pretty nice, isn't it, Bree?
Yes.
Now you just relax, let it come. There may be a mixture of blissful energy and challenging energy. Just please be present to whatever arises. There's unpleasant energy. It is necessary for the healing. So be as welcoming to that as to nice feeling, okay?
Okay.
Yes, feel that intensity increasing throughout your body?
Yes.
Let them do their thing. They're very good at this. See how they're building the emotional intensity there in your heart chakra?
Yes, but gently.
Yeah, but just feel it. They're checking to make sure you can feel it completely without resisting. So I want you really putting attention there on the heart chakra and just feel that challenging energy, 100%, no filter. Just be completely present with it the very best you can, okay?
Okay.
And here comes the sorrow. Feel the sorrow, feel the grief. Now feel it flushing out and starting to drain away?
Yes.
So your complete presence with all the feeling, however it feels, is what's going to clear this the fastest. You got to feel it. And you have the safe word stop if you feel like it's too much. Use it if you need it. Good. Yeah, that's, you're doing great. That's a big flush. Can you handle that level of intensity okay?
Yes.
Just be with it. And whoever else is feeling that on your behalf, just know that you're being honored by processing some of the heavy energy for her.
It's well. Really warm.
Warm?
In my chest.
Yeah.
Like expanding.
Good. And again, if my body's starting to shake and vibrate, whatever happens, you know, shaking, crying, sound, movement, just let happen whatever needs to happen, okay?
I'm going to be a drama queen for the hell of it.
No, don't do that. You're not supposed to do that.
Just kidding.
I know. Ooh, yeah, that's so intense. It feels like you're handling it just fine, though. Yeah, they're going to take it up as strong as you can do it. So,
just, I'm ready.
Yeah, just stay present, and yeah, they're turning it up pretty strong now. So just let it keep flushing. But the more intense they make it, the more they're going to flush in the same amount of time. So if you can handle the intensity, this will clear that stuff out a lot faster. It feels kind of like a fire hose now.
Yeah.
Just let it flush. Remember, you don't have to know the first thing about it. Just let it go. Any thoughts or images that pop in along with it, just note them and then go back to feeling. Stay with the feeling. The allies are also Nicole. Please now invoke the healing you want. They're going to work you simultaneously, even though you're not technically on the video. So, Nicole, just on your own, invoke the healing you want. They're going to get you started now in the background, but you'll get a full strength effect. So go ahead and get started on your own healing there, Nicole, and just call it in and just receive it. Wow, this is a first. Okay, the allies are going to do everyone at once. Wow, I'm just amazed at what's happening here. So everyone who would also like a particular healing, this is not going to in any way diminish Bree's benefit. She's going to get just as strong a healing as she would have otherwise. But anyone who wants a specific healing right now, use that format. Start with maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Say or think that. And then be very specific about what you want to release and what you want to call in. We'll leave a moment for everyone to specify that on their own, including anyone on the recording. Use the smallest number of words that gets the job done. All right, I'm going to assume everyone's completed their invocation. Now, throw in the karma-free safety clause on the end. Say, to the greatest extent. That serves highest good. Is there something better? Now, everybody go completely passive. The allies are assuring me that they have no problem giving everyone the specific healing that is requested, including Nicole. And everyone will simultaneously act as a conduit for everybody else who's getting healing. It's all going to run automatically. So everyone just relax now and let it all run. Beautiful. Multi-layered web of healing flow. So Bree, there's a lot of background noise in your environment, so I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
But if you need to speak, just unmute yourself and talk, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. She did it herself. Okay. All right. So we'll keep the energy running. And the allies have never done this before, where everyone's getting their individual healing at the same time. That has actually been specified by the people. So everybody, if you're not already completely 100% passive, please drop to passivity now. Seriously, no effort, no willpower. No trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no visualizing, no imagining. Just be completely passive, because they have such a complex operation going with a ton of many people both being healed and being healing conduits at the same time. Human ego cannot manage that effectively, but the allies can do it easily. So we all need to be super passive and just let the allies do it for us. And there's an uptick of vibration. And each one of us, as I was saying to Bree, needs to be willing to feel whatever comes up. It may be challenging, even intensely challenging. Be willing to feel it anyway. It is your willingness to feel it 100%, no filter, that allows it to definitively and finally heal. Anything less than the full experience of it will not allow it to leave fully. And in this container, where you're not going to get more than you can do, and overwhelm is not possible, it is safe to feel all the way into what you're experiencing right now. As a reminder, if your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, that's fine. If you need to cry, if you need to make sound, if your body wants to move in certain ways, please allow that if at all possible. Don't make it happen, but allow it if it spontaneously wants to happen, if that's acceptable for the environment you're in right now. The allies are now extending this process beyond just us. So they're guiding me for the following. May this good medicine of healing now expand out to planet Earth. And may all beings who need healing be supported by the energy of our process right now to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Like right now, we're doing a little mini neuro support team process in addition to our personal healing. Yeah, you can feel how much more intensity that added to the mix. The allies are appreciating how well we are as a group holding this healing space. And they are grateful that we are willing to spread the wealth to the entire planet. They are reminding us emphatically, no person is going to experience more than they can do. They are very carefully monitoring each person live and on the recording. No person is going to have a more intense experience than they can handle. It might push the envelope a little bit to increase your capacity, but it's not going to overwhelm. I encourage you, as before, to be willing to feel everything 100%, no filter. We are in a safe container. It is safe to do. And many of us are now having a very vivid experience of our divinity, of the part of us that's just a pure being of energy. That part of us that's always in equanimity, ecstasy, bliss, flow, euphoria, that kind of thing. And you might have awareness of that at the same time as you're feeling a more challenging process happening in your human part. And you can totally have both experiences at the same time. Just relax and allow. The LS are great. They're saying, you haven't seen a fraction of what we can do. Well, we are more than welcome to have you guys show us what you can do. That's within our capacity to support allies. Thank you. We want to serve to the greatest possible extent that serves highest good. Thank you. And now we're going to move beyond even what we've done. I'm going to invite everyone to simply say, highest good be done. And just totally relax. The great thing about highest good be done, it can open you to experiences that you couldn't even have imagined. And some of us are getting that right now. So just whatever's happening, let it happen. Highest could be done as a way of saying, give me what I need, even if I have no clue what it is and can't even conceive it right now. Yeah, many of us are now moving to a new level of awakening. Oh, this is the best of, for sure. Okay. Many of us are moving to a new level of consciousness we've never been to before. If that's happening to you, just relax into it. Your intellect will not understand it, but your divine being will delightfully experience it. And we've also got a lovely blended field where a lot of us are blending into what I like to call bliss puree. So if that's a part of your experience, just enjoy that too. If not, don't worry about it. At a certain level of awakening, you move beyond individual beingness into blended, you know, group beingness. And it can be a both and. You can simultaneously be in the bliss puree, and there still can be a part of you awake as an individuated being, a level down. Just whatever it is, just be with it. Wow, that's so cool. All righty. They want to expand this beyond Earth into the entire galaxy, universe, all of it. Yeah. So may this good medicine now expand into the entire universe to all beings whose highest good it will serve. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. So now the field's going out infinitely. Those of us who can hold consciousness beyond the planet will feel themselves expanding along with the energy, and your consciousness will expand as far as you can currently hold awareness. So if you're getting really big, just allow that to happen. If you're not, don't worry about it. Just be with whatever's happening. Each person gets what they're ready for. This is going to be the final round, but everybody is getting the healing they asked for. So just let your process run. And the others are assuring us the healing for each person is going to be just as strong and effective as if you had been in the hot seat like the prior people. Just as effective. And many people will be having a unique experience that's not matching my description. Just go with what's happening for you. Let yourself have the customized experience. There's no way I can narrate for everybody with all these different experiences happening. So at this point, everyone is a healing conduit for everybody else. And everybody is getting the healing that serves their highest good. If they made a specific request, that's what they're getting. If they didn't make a specific request, they're just getting whatever healing serves their highest good. Again, your best strategy right now is absolute passivity. Your ego is doing nothing except feeling what's happening automatically. The more passive you are, the more benefit you will receive, and the more benefit others will receive coming through you to them. And many of us are having a very vivid experience of our light body right now. If so, enjoy that. I'll remind you once again, you are actually the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. You are God. You are all of it. There is nothing you are not. The only question is how much of that which you are is your human part able to perceive? Relax and let it perceive the greatest amount that serves highest good right now. So I'm going to check in with our hot seat people. So Bree, I'm going to unmute you. I'd love to, I just hit the ask to unmute button. So if you can, if you're where you can unmute and tell me how you're doing, Bree.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay. I feel like there was a lot that flushed through my chest. It was like a mixture of bliss and heaviness and things that like kept coming up. It was like something came up and then it cleared and it was bliss. And then something came up and then it cleared and then it was bliss. It was like a...
That's exactly how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I felt my light body expand. Mm-hmm. But I do feel lighter in my chest. Mm-hmm. I do feel a lot lighter.
Good. So let's check those numbers. self-love, 0 to 10, how much self-love at the moment?
Self-love.
And 10.
I got to a 9. So I said an affirmation in my head to see how it felt.
All right. So you went from 5 to 9. And yes. Self-worth, 0 to 10. How much of that do you got right now?
8.
So from 2 to 8. Pretty good. Well done. Okay. All right. Do you have any loose ends on your process?
No. Just thank you. Thank the allies. Thank Ida family. I really appreciate all of you.
Yeah. And thanks for being here, Bree. Thanks for showing up and doing such great work. You helped us all by what you did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And Nicole, I want to check in with you. Please, how are you doing, Nicole?
Thanks. I'm still in a pretty rough place, but it's better. I feel like I can at least breathe a little bit now, but I still have to go back into a really volatile, highly stressful situation with my roommates.
Right.
And my health is basically collapsing because of it. So.
Okay. All right. Let's everyone take just a moment and give Nicole specific focus. So let's just keep it simple. Everyone who's not Nicole, simply say highest good energy to Nicole. And relax. Feeling that coming in, Nicole?
Yeah. Thank you.
And you, Nicole, just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves the highest good, please.
And just feel it. Yeah, that's the fire hose. Are you able to handle that level of intensity?
Yeah, I have to. I mean, I don't have a choice.
Yeah, they can clear it really fast if you let them.
I'm trying. My body has been shaking for a long time.
It's okay. Just feel it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an extra invocation. Repeat after me. I release this heavy energy.
I release this heavy energy.
Easily.
Easily.
That's it. Let go.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, feel that?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's flushing without all the drama. You feel that?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. So just let it go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people are getting some of Nicole's heavy energy. Just let that pass through you, please.
It's not sticking at the back of my diaphragm anymore. It's good.
Yeah, just stay with them. They're doing some. So this is a great example. They're clearing it quickly and it's like no big deal. See how easy and smooth it's leaving now? It's like just really smooth. So, you know, some people feel like it's got to be real dramatic when it leaves and the body has to shake a bunch and all that kind of stuff. But it can actually leave very smooth and easy, which is what's happening now. Same kind of release, but just way less trauma. So just know that this is possible. Okay. And this is possible for anybody. Can you feel that grief?
Yeah, just a lot.
Just feel it 100%, please. Yeah, see how you're strongly awake and you can feel the grief and not suffer. Is that true? I couldn't hear what you said. Could you repeat that?
Oh, sorry. I said sort of. Yeah. It's just, there's a lot going on right now.
There is? Okay.
My mind keeps getting drawn to the situation. Okay.
I understand, but that will be back into suffering. So say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
Relax completely. There, you're there in embodied awakening?
A little bit.
No, I feel like you're all the way there. Am I wrong?
No, it just feels like the top of my head.
Okay.
Maybe all right. Down to my eyes.
Just passively open completely. There you go. So let me run the criteria. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless?
The no challenging emotion is still kind of not all there.
Okay. All right. So just be present with the feeling. Is it true that in this more awakened state that you're able to feel that emotion and there is no suffering? It is just a sensation. Is that true or false right now?
Mostly true.
Good. So the more awake you are, the more true that will be. Okay. So just I'm trying to teach you that even with this intense kind of challenge, it is possible to get into a state where this heavy energy can flush easily and smoothly. Yeah. And the more you're able to get in that awake, the easier that process will be. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're doing a beautiful model, and there's many others who can benefit from this teaching. So you're sort of the person I'm talking to, but I'm talking to a lot of other people at the same time. We can all benefit from this reminder. All right, so just give it a moment longer, Nicole. So we're running slightly past 90 minutes, but we'll wrap up here pretty quickly, folks. So we're not going to overstay our welcome too much. There. Did you just kind of go up a level there, Nicole?
I don't know. I'm just focused on my adrenals, which are really shot.
Okay. All right. I'd like you instead just to feel all of yourself at once. Just full body awareness, please. See, I'm going to invite you to release all your control and just be. Can you do that?
It's not me, though. It's just that attention gets immediately drawn to areas of suffering.
Okay. All right. But as you hold full body, allow the awareness to go where it's needed. It's like your awareness is automatically going to the spot it's needed in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But what I'm asking you not to focus from your ego. Do you understand the difference?
Right. Yeah.
Good. So just be fully present in the body. Focal points of awareness will automatically arise. There you go. Feel the difference right there? Yeah. Is it a little easier now? Yeah. Just letting, when you're in an intense process like this, just being as awake as possible, letting awareness place itself. There you go. So yeah, you've got some clearing to do. And I don't know that we're going to flush it all tonight on this call. But you also, once I post this recording tomorrow, can, jump in there and replay this bit.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got the invocations anytime. You don't need to record that. Okay.
Yeah, I do use them.
Okay. Do you feel in a little bit better place now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Do you feel complete with our individual work here?
Not entirely, but we can go. People.
Yeah, I can only stay so long before. So thank you. I'm glad we were able to give you some individual support.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for speaking up and asking what you needed, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So before we close, is there any other person who needs individual attention right now before we wrap up the entire call? Anyone who needs just a moment of individual support? All right. So everyone just take a moment, feel how you feel. Again, my experience tends to mirror the group. I am pretty blissful. I am I'm feeling my energy body very vividly, and it's just, there's a lot of fast moving energy in it that feels really good. It's like a very high vibration, but it's a very blissful vibration. So see if you two are experiencing the light body, kind of a high intensity frequency in it, that feels really nice. And now we'll all do the embodied awakening invocation one more time, just to integrate as much of this into the physical body as possible. So one last time, everyone, please say maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And you'll notice immediately you start to become more aware of your physical body. Except if you can remember way back to when I had you feel your body when we started this event over 90 minutes ago, you know, it may feel so different now. It felt, well, my physical body feels like energy. And that is a more accurate perception of it than you thinking it's solid matter, because it isn't. It's just vibrating energy. So just feel your body however it feels. Notice that the allies have integrated as much of this wonderful energy as they can. We've already shared this good medicine with the earth and the entire universe. So we're good on that. Allies, anything else before we close? They're saying one more quickie bonus blessing for everybody. So everyone just relax. Here it comes. And just please receive. Everyone's getting a custom blend. So everyone's getting exactly the energy that serves them. Just give a moment to receive it. And there it is. And just a moment longer to have them integrated into your body the best they can. Yeah. There we go. Okay. I'm going to close the container and then we'll open it up for Q&A if you want to hang around for that. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kuiichi. Allies, thank you for this amazing event. You all went so above and beyond. Thank you so much. So grateful to you. What a privilege it is to work with you folks. Beautiful divine beings. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who has been part of this experience, live or on the recording, please remain with them as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you so much, allies. So deeply grateful to you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Whew. And the container is closed. If you need to boogie off, go ahead. But we're going to leave it open for Q&A and feedback for anyone who wants to hang around for just a few minutes and share any thoughts or questions they have. Jeannie has already typed, thank you all. Lots of bliss as well as healing waves. Feel so much better now as I was agitated before the call. Claire says, great, thank you. Nicole says, thanks, Benjamin. I need to go crash. Please do. Take it easy. Anyone who wants to unmute and speak to ask a question or a comment, that's fine. Hello, Bree.
Hi, Benjamin. Sorry if my background's loud. My AC is super loud.
Okay.
I have a question I've been meaning to ask you. So I follow the process when I feel a challenging emotion. I'll get into maximum embodied awakening first. But when I try to go for the healing, a lot of times what I feel is the just doing the maximum embodied awakening dissolved the emotion. So it's like, I know you say you got to feel to heal it. So when I'm doing the maximum body awakening, is that the healing that's in itself or?
Yep. Well, if all it took was the embodied awakening invocation to clear it, that was all it took. That's the easy way.
A lot of times I'll do it and then I'll do maximum healing and try to feel the emotion, but it's already dissolved.
Well, if you took care of it, you took care of it. It's done.
Okay. Yeah. Coolness. Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. Great question. So there's a lot of typing happening. Let me catch up with it. Just a minute. Patricia says, oh, wow, that was so incredibly awesome. Patricia says, so amazing. Lauren says, thank you again, everyone. So much gratitude. Melissa says, one with the universe. That was beyond. Thank you. Thank you. Margaret, I think it's her first time here, says that was incredible. I feel so utterly relaxed. Patricia says, love you all so much. Wow, some good feedback there. Yeah, this was next level. We've never had a individual group healing like this one. This was a whole new level. Luminita, I believe it's your first time as well. She says, love, peace, and harmony to all of you. Thank you, Luminita. Thank you for showing up. I'm so glad you're here, too. There's several first-timers here on this event, or at least recent timers. So glad to see all of each and every one of you, as well as the regulars. Bree types, I am so honored that the allies decided to make history while I was in the hot seat, even without me being a drama queen. Ha ha. Love and blessings to you all. Good night, Ida family. Thank you, Bree. I'm so glad that you're blessing us with your presence. Jesse says, thank you all so much. Much love. And now the allies are giving us a little bonus energy, a little extra fairy dust here at the end. Or whatever it is. All right, so no more typing is happening. Any last questions or comments, verbal or typed, before we close the event? All right, we are done. Thank you all for, again, being part of this unique event where a lot of first-time stuff happened. But you know what? It always gets better than this. So there's always room for growth upward. Thank you all very much. We'll close it up. And this is our last event of the week, but we got more events next week, of course. So please feel free to show up for all that. Next week, we've got Shamanic Awakening Ceremony on Monday. And that's one of our very most intense events. It's good for deep, intense healing and cleansing. And well, two or three events. But anyhow, just I already mentioned it in the PS to this email. And of course, you know, I'll be emailing you about the future events as well. So show up live if you can on the recording if you want. It works either way. And again, thank each and every one of you for being in Awakening Plus. It is so much my delight to help you guys out. Many blessings and good night.